Man, if you lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to help you, provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions today. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look into the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating your hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. You can choose from their personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. All you got to do is answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed. At one low price, it covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports. For your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinkingbrosports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Did you know it's now possible to get federally legal THC shipped right to your door? I'm serious. I remember a time when if I wanted weed, I had to meet up with some sketchy character in the back of a Denny's parking lot. You know who you are, Giorgio. But Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/bros and enter the coupon code bros. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find in a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown in America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code BROS. So head over to mood.com/bros, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use the coupon code BROS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
What is up? Welcome back to the College Basketball Show. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester. The hair is still back, not as slick. It's dried out.
It's in honor of Slick Rick.
Yeah.
Patino.
You're going with the Patino?
Honestly, I'm going for the hockey coach kind of vibe.
You Canadian now? It's not our sport.
It's not our sport.
It's not our sport. Not this show's sport. Not this country's sport.
Not after last night.
Between March Madness and spring training, we don't talk about hockey.
You're right.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Is that an Olympic sport?
I think it's kind of, yeah, it's like a fringe thing.
Yeah. That's what I had heard. I don't know how to spell it. I don't care how to spell it.
Mm-mm.
I don't, whatever Cyrillic alphabet is used in Canada, I don't want any part of it.
Nah, I'm not going to disown the hockey until Canada beats us in the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, true. because no matter, they can win anything they want, but that Stanley Cup,
that will always haunt them,
stays in America at all fucking times. But yeah, we are here to talk some college basketball today.
We're talking basketball.
Talking basketball. That's right. It's late February. Things are heating up. The bubble's anything but settled.
Except this week. I mean, not a ton to talk about. I think we just kind of glance over one of the bigger wins for your school. We don't really have to talk about it.
Don't, we don't need to talk about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Just an enormous fucking takedown.
I don't know how big of a win it is.
We were favored. We were favored.
Yeah, you defended home court. Good, yeah, good
job. It was. It's like we were ranked 15th. They're ranked 4th. You should potentially win that game.
You're a top 15 team in the league, in the country, in college basketball. You should probably defend home court.
Against anyone, but, I mean, look, they're ranked 4th. They're a good team, too. But and we were, I think we were a one-point favorite, so it was a toss-up.
Bama just didn't make any shots.
They did nothing but make shots.
I know. They made shots. You made more shots.
It was goddamn. I mean, like, I didn't enjoy watching that game as a fan in a lot of ways just because, like, I was just like, why won't they fucking miss? I mean, they hit everything.
You also hit everything.
Here's the difference, and I'll just say this. What we were doing, the most bizarre thing about the Alabama game was that what we were doing was like.
That was atypical.
Sustainable. They were hitting, they had at least 10 points as the buzzer expired. Like, we played great defense, couldn't get a shot up, all possession. Mm-hmm. Literally, 1 second left, Sears shoots a three, in. Sears, underneath layup, in. Like, mm-hmm. That's what they do, though.
That's like, that's just Alabama basketball.
No, but usually they get a shot up in the first, like, 8 seconds. We did a great job playing defense on them that way, but they still... They're so fucking good that it's just like, oh, we got him. There's only 1 second left. Bah, bum, done. It just doesn't matter.
Imagine dropping close to 100 points and losing.
By 12.
That's not college basketball.
That's a double-digit loss scoring 98 points in regulation.
That's insane.
Yeah, I saw a stat that under Nate Oates, Alabama has gone.
Was that their first loss after? Is that like the first loss in Alabama, at least under the Nate Oates era, scoring 90 points and losing? That has to be.
It's not. Because them and Kentucky both dropped 100 last year. I think Kentucky won.
Okay.
But this was the second time ever that they've dropped 90 or more points, shot 60% from the field, 40% from three, and lost the game.
You hate to see it.
There's just nothing you can do.
Except probably play defense.
I mean, they didn't. It was bad. Like, they couldn't. They that's
a little
what I'm
bit
saying.
More
like,
effort.
With that game in particular, there was nothing. Missouri wasn't making crazy shots. Like, they were just getting whatever they wanted. Alabama was mostly also getting whatever they wanted, but they had a couple crazy shots.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, doesn't matter. Got the dub. I'm not here to blow myself today. I don't have the throat for it.
Yeah, you don't. You're sick right now. Although
recovering. Recovering.
Mm-hmm.
I'm through it.
On the mend.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not all the way out. It's like, you know, when a baby's being born, have you ever stood right there while a baby's coming out?
I can't say I have. No.
Okay, well.
No. This will be your third experience coming out.
Yeah.
Is he due before the tournament?
Oh, he's due like during the tournament.
Dude, what if it's Thursday? I'd be like, I can't really.
No, that'd be sick. Are you kidding me? Because once the baby's born, you don't do anything.
Yeah, I know, but like, it's going to be like a complicated birth. You're going to have to be standing there for hours.
Oh, if Missouri's playing while that baby's being born,
you got to turn your back to her.
It's phone, baby, vagina.
Just throw it on the TV in the hospital.
There is a TV in the room.
But yeah, you'll miss the you'll technically miss the birth of your child, but like, your back's to
it. Push. There's not a foul. Yeah. I will watch a game while baby's being born.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no question. Ain't no question about it. A third baby, especially.
Right.
A first, maybe not, but.
Or second. This third baby is nothing special. You've seen it. You know what to expect.
Yeah.
It's, at this point, it's just a song and dance routine.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think she is going to, we want to induce again it's our pregnancy, so I say we.
You want to try to do something different, like a birthing center?
Fuck that.
Just have your third baby in a bathtub.
Here's how you know you shouldn't. Here's how you know that stuff's bullshit. Because when you're like, oh, what happens if something goes wrong? Like, we call an ambulance to take you to the real place.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, my friend had hers at a birthing center. Complications and the, was it the wet nurse that's there? Not a wet nurse. It's a...
not a wet nurse.
Who
like doula or something?
Whatever they're called.
Yeah.
She took care of it.
Mm, they could take care of some things. They can't take care of most things. When things get real wacky.
You're just a slave to Western medicine.
Yeah, good. Yes, I am. I am absolutely a fucking
Health
slave.
Health 2.0. You're a fucking... just a cog in the machine.
Good. I don't give a fuck. Speaking of dark chapters in Western history, that's what our first topic's about today.
Midwife. That's what it is.
Midwife, yeah. Kanye West may be the reason Indiana isn't wearing Adidas's latest dog shit uniform.
Go on.
Did you see? So this actually...
Do they have Kanye uniforms?
No. That's what I thought too for a minute. So... There's been two
Yeezy sneakers.
What?
Playing basketball in Yeezys.
Yeezys, by the way, suck. They look stupid. Every time I see someone in them.
There's two versions of Yeezys that are cool.
There are no versions of Yeezys. Especially if I see you in the like weird rubber ones that are just like slip-on things with holes in
them. Some of them look good. Yeah. Some of them look like ass. Most of them look like ass. Some look good. You don't like the Ultra Boost? Like, I know it's not easy, but... Adidas is like Ultra Boost, kind of similar.
I do like the Ultra Boost. I like Adidas. I like Adidas stuff.
I don't fuck with the Adidas.
But Adidas's college sports alts are the worst, year in and year out, the worst fucking product. Why don't you just look up?
Yeah, I'll look it up right now.
First off, this is the one that Indiana canceled. Look up that first. Indiana Adidas. Fear of God.
That's what it's called?
It's called the Fear of God line. Which, in and of itself, fucking sucks. The fans were calling it the potato sack.
Yeah, these suck.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
Although the black ones also suck.
Those are from last year. The black ones last year, they're doing tan ones this year.
I like the tan potato sack better than the black ones.
Yeah, they're both bad, though. Mm-hmm. They're both really fucking bad. Now look up the other ones. Just look up Adidas Alternate 2025 college basketball. Like, look at like Texas A&M is the one that got shit on the most, but they're all bad.
Okay.
It's like a fucking kindergartner is designing these.
Now, what is the connection with Kanye?
So,
some of these, they have Black History Month jerseys?
Oh, the Black History Month is the other line. I don't understand how it's related to Black History Month at all.
It's just the little logo in the chest.
Yeah.
And the number's really small on the other side.
Yeah, and nothing in between.
I don't see the Black History connection.
There is none. There's none.
It's just February.
Yeah, it's just awful.
Okay.
Adidas, for
you see Trump just put a Kobe in the Black History Month garden?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Sick.
The garden's mid now.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's just American Heroes. I don't think it's Black.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's American Heroes. Like, they added Muhammad Ali.
That's fine.
Great. Yeah. Kobe? Muhammad Ali? Kobe?
Kobe doesn't belong there.
No.
Kobe's mid.
Harriet Tubman and Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, Kobe's not. I'm sorry.
Just because he died?
That is just being, pardon my language here, a slave to the moment.
That is a participation trophy.
That is absolutely a participation trophy.
Kobe doesn't deserve it.
Kobe does not deserve to be in that garden.
Shaq does.
Over Kobe? Shaq was better.
Shaq is better. Continues to be better. He's still alive.
Yeah, better person. Better player.
Better actor.
Better actor. Better everything. So, this is the second year that Indiana was going to do the Fear of God uniforms. They are still doing the Black History Month uniforms, which is unfortunate in its own right because they're so bad. But they were planning on wearing them February 26th against Penn State. The women were scheduled to wear them, I think, yesterday or something like that.
However,
according to one Indiana reporter on social media and several other people, Indiana pulled the jerseys last second because they were designed specifically by Jerry Lorenzo, which sounds like the name of a porn producer from a 70s movie, like a fucking Martin Scorsese movie in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
He designed the uniforms and the warm-ups for the teams themselves, or himself. He is pretty close with Kanye, and there was pushback after Kanye listed his swastika t-shirt for sale.
Yeah.
And so they didn't want to give Jerry their platform to show off his neat designs.
So if you associate with Kanye in any capacity, you're just persona non grata?
I don't know. Now, this is not confirmed. One reporter has since deleted his tweet, and they're just saying that Indiana's not wearing them for reasons.
Also, I heard Kanye apologize, right? He said, upon further review, Hitler kinda bad guy.
Did he say that?
I think so.
He read a book?
I think he realized that he's not a Nazi. He said, upon further review, I'm not a Nazi.
I think he just bent in the knee, dog.
You think he's finally caving?
Sad.
After selling swastika tees.
Stand tall against the storm, Kanye. The storm. He spells it S-T-U-R-M.
Dude, he's just acting like a guy that got fucked in the ass by Diddy.
I thought he didn't.
He definitely did.
You think Diddy got him?
I think Diddy got him.
I would be like, what? You're just Diddy. Like, who do you think you are, Diddy?
Or the car accident really jarred his brain.
He got in a car accident?
Yeah. When like a bad one.
Kanye did?
Yeah.
I don't remember
this
that.
This is all before he started acting crazy. He's always been crazy.
Right.
But like before he went like Lulu, like Looney Bin.
Yeah.
He got in a car accident. Like really fucked up his head.
What doesn't kill you makes you stranger.
Yes.
Kind of. Especially when it rings your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
CTE.
I'll do it. That'll do it. Yeah, I don't know that this is actually why they're doing it, why they're pulling it. That is one of the rumors. But it is interesting.
Or it's just the players complained.
They don't have a say.
Like, these suck.
They don't have that type of say.
They kind of do.
They don't.
To an extent. They're like, we're not wearing these.
All right. Well, first off, it was pulled before the women's game.
Yeah, but in 49 other states, it's just basketball. This is Indiana.
Indiana, yeah. The Kanye thing has been a rumor. But here's the thing. They haven't provided any other reason for why they pulled them. They're just like, oh, we're not going to wear them. No reason. And what's weirder is that, like
that's
you said,
such a loose connection, though, to Kanye. It's not really...
No, they're. I mean, it's designed by the guy who is like, who it brought Kanye into Adidas' work. Like, is bros kind of.
That's not like that's such a BS connection.
That's fine. I don't know why else.
Reason.
I don't know why else they would be doing it. I'm not saying that's why they're doing it. I'm saying that's a reason that was floated by at least one IU reporter, and they have given no other reason. And also, like you said, last year's jerseys were even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Why are you pulling the potato sack?
They just want to get in the news cycle. Indiana's not good this year.
No, they're not.
Woodson's
on his way out.
Really holding it down like he was promised.
Don't bring home your own.
In basketball, like who's the last guy to win for his school? Kevin Ollie?
Yeah, Kevin Ollie.
Didn't work out.
Didn't work out.
He won a national title, and they're just like, thanks, bro.
Yeah, see ya. I do feel like Rick Pitino is spiritually home.
Not St. John's.
Yeah.
Just any type of New York connection.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think of dudes who coached their own team.
Obviously Harbaugh and football.
Yeah, but let's talk basketball. Let's just do basketball. I don't know. I mean,
it's typically a bad idea because you kind of burn that bridge. Like, you don't want to be a failure at your own school because then it kind of sours the rest of your life.
Yeah. Roy Williams played for North Carolina.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Coach K didn't bring a fucking title to Army.
No. Sure didn't. Doesn't like the troops.
No. Hates them.
Yeah. I can't even think of anywhere else in basketball off the top of my head. That's a thing.
Did Bobby Knight play?
Yeah. Army. Also,
he
I think.
At Army too?
Okay. Actually, let me see. But I think he coached Army for sure.
Let's see. I can't imagine Bobby Knight playing basketball.
He definitely played basketball.
But he's just been old my entire life, or he was old my entire life.
Oh, he played Ohio State, sorry. Ooh.
That's why Ross likes him.
Yeah, I always thought that was odd. Not odd, but that makes a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck. I thought he was Army too, but yeah, I guess not.
No, he coached at Army, and
I knew that
Coach K was under him.
Yeah, coached at Army for 6 years in Indiana for 29, and then Tech for a couple years after that. Yeah, I don't. There's not a lot of homecomings that go
usually well. Now,
great.
Mm-mm.
Chris Beard at Texas.
That went really poor.
Not really for any on-court reasons.
Yeah, no, but he probably should have stayed in Lubbock.
Yeah.
He'd be a god right now in Lubbock.
He would. Well, he'll probably end up being well-liked in Oxford.
Yeah. Him and Lane are kind of a good 1-2 punch.
Mm, I see what you did there.
Yep.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Lane doesn't do anything wrong to women.
No. Well, not physically.
Right.
Emotionally, spiritually.
Yeah, that's fine.
Breaks them.
Yeah, he might hurt women in acceptable ways.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
He's just being a guy.
What?
Just being a dude.
Yeah, just a guy being a dude. Chris Beard does things objectively wrong at least once.
There's nothing wrong with Joey Freshwater.
Joey's just being Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris was being Chris, I guess. Allegedly. I don't know. I don't even remember what
happened. You never want to go full Chris. There's a spectrum of Chris's.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to lean towards the Benoit.
No. No. No, you want to stay far away from the Benoit quadrant.
Yeah. That's a bad part of the spectrum.
Keep it in college basketball terms, quad A, quad B, quad B being Benoit, you want to stay out of quad B.
Free my man.
But yeah, that is the only hot goss I have from college basketball this week, which is that there could be a tenuous Kanye West related reason why Indiana isn't wearing Adidas' uniforms. But here's the thing. I like the theory better that Indiana just needed an excuse to not wear them because they're so bad, and so they pulled Kanye out of their ass.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is it, like, guaranteed at this point that Cooper Flagg's National Player of the Year?
His odds are really high. Like, he's minus 1,000 or something.
Obviously, it's him and Broom.
It's either him or Jani Broom. There's no one else.
Does Broom have a chance? Realistically.
It's a regular season award.
He only missed 2 games.
I know.
But Auburn's so stacked. Duke's stacked, but I don't think people kind of... the national attention's, I feel like, all on Cooper Flagg.
Yeah. This one from February 10th has Cooper Flagg minus 300, Jani Broom plus 200.
What about the current odds on my bookie?
Yeah, I'm looking on my bookie right now. I just Googled it off the top of my head. Let's see here. For my bookie. I'm sorry. It's the Wooden, not the Naismith. Either way. Okay. Cooper Flagg's currently minus 230.
Okay.
So actually, dude, take the value.
On Broom?
Yeah. Plus 170. Flagg's probably going to win.
Flagg will win because easier road the rest of the season.
He's going to put up better numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Almost certainly. I mean, Auburn's schedule
gets a little tougher. Still got Alabama.
You got another game with Alabama. Oof, boy. They get Georgia at home. That's their easiest game remaining. Georgia, who's currently a bubble team.
Mm-hmm.
They get Ole Miss at home, at Kentucky, at A&M, and Bama at home. Yeah, Broom's got his fucking work cut out for him. And then the SEC tournament. Meanwhile, Duke's going to slap around the ACC in their tournament.
Yeah.
Cooper's, numbers-wise, Cooper's good to go.
Mm-hmm. What else you got on the deck?
That's all I got for the hot guys. So here's what I want.
Hot guys. What's the doc say?
What
do we got up next?
I was gonna read an ad next,
okay.
But I wanted to ask you a question first. What is your ultimate theory on the Indiana uniforms?
I think the players probably just complained and they found a loophole.
They're like, no fucking way am
they
I putting
just
this on.
Came up with a bullshit reason for not wearing them.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Or Indiana hates Black History Month.
We can't rule it out. Wait, no, these weren't Black History Month uniforms. They're still wearing those.
Okay.
For some fucking reason. Those ones are arguably worse. But, yeah, it is what it is. And then, man, write to your athletic director if your school's an Adidas school. You got to get out of that.
Yeah, I mean, there's an easy way out. It's you recruit Michael Jordan's kids, and they refuse to wear Adidas to the point that you have to drop that relationship and then pick up Nike.
At least you went Nike. You know who I feel especially... Well,
of course we went Nike. We can only go Nike. When you have a Jordan, you can only go Nike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I feel especially bad for Under Armour and or South Carolina just being the lone Under Armour holdout.
Maryland.
Is Maryland still Under Armour?
Why wouldn't they be? Maryland is literally where Under Armour started.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got to look at these.
You ever go to Baltimore? Like, there's the huge... There's like a huge Under Armour...
God, they are still Under Armour.
They have to be. It's an alum. They're not going to fuck up that relationship. That they're like, it's like dollar store, Oregon.
Yeah.
Like, I think Oregon will never not be Nike.
Man, I think Auburn's still Under Armour too. They are. Ugh. Does Under Armour even exist?
Yes. It used to be the thing. It used to be dope.
I know. Jordan Spieth and Steph Curry got like $1 billion from
Spieth is still Under Armour.
Yikes.
Yeah. No, but I mean, you used to wear the compression shirts underneath everything.
I remember when those became a thing. I didn't care for them.
It's like a male kind of
it's just girdle. Sports Spanx.
Yeah.
It's sports Spanx. That's all it is.
Keeps everything nice and tight for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's sports Spanx.
But it also kept you warm.
Yeah, allegedly. Under Armour keeps you warm. I remember people would wear it during rec sports in college.
I'd wear it in high school.
I'd be like, sick, bro.
To school.
It like started when I was in college.
I'd wear Under Armour under my polo.
That's stupid.
Well, it was cold and we had a dress code.
Fair enough, I guess. Real quick, we'll do some ads before we get into this week's picks, because we're making those picks at mybookie.com. Go to mybookie.com. Use the promo code Drinking Bros to double your first deposit up to $1,000. Put in $1,000, they'll give you $1,000. Put in $500, they'll give you a free $500. Whatever, as long as it's your first deposit. If you are a longtime player on MyBookie, you are in the MyBookie Plus Rewards Program. And what that means is that you get all kinds of special stuff. You don't have to sign up for it. Doesn't cost you anything. It's just you qualify for it after a little while. You get cool stuff like rakebacks, where if you have a bad weekend or something like that, they'll toss you a little money back. Say, hey, thanks for playing. Thanks for being a loyal customer. Go have some fun. We know you like to gamble. You know you like to have a little skin in the game. They've also got special exclusive bets and all other kinds of stuff. And start thinking about this now while you're listening to this show. Every year they do a big March Madness bracket competition where the prize is like, I don't know what it is this year. It's been like $1 million, something in the past. But they always have like a big pool. I always enter pools like that. And, you know, you're going to have less competition than you would in, like, the freaking ESPN one or whatever, where you basically need a perfect bracket. Highly recommend depositing some money into MyBookie and doing their bracket just to see if, you know, why not? Buy a little lottery ticket, check it out, and then, you know, on that first deposit, they'll give you some money if you use the promo code Drinking Bros. So take that and bet, you know, a parlay on the 5 or 6 first-round games you think you like the best, and, you know, make money either way. Definitely check that out, mybookie.com. And then, obviously, we did Casino Friday. You can play on their live casino, play blackjack, basically over Zoom. Not literally over Zoom, but it's, like, on a live camera. Real human dealers, all fun stuff like that. Definitely check it out. MyBookie is where we make all of our picks, including the picks for this weekend's games. Got a cough. Not all the way there.
No, maybe not.
I'm not all the way there. I'm out of the fog mostly, but I'm not all the way out. It's really, once I start expending energy, things get worse.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, do I have a drink again tonight? Finally?
Have a drink right now.
It's been a week. I want some bourbon.
Spike the football.
Hey, Joel, is there bourbon back there? I think there's bourbon where that guy's sitting. Will you pour me a bourbon on the rocks?
Get him a shot.
Yeah, just one bourbon on the rocks. Not a shot. I want bourbon on the rocks.
Bourbon on the rocks with a bourbon shot.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Two fingers of bourbon plus a shot of bourbon. I don't.
You give him a triple. Yeah.
Fucking fourth grader.
Just mix it up, dude.
Whatever. I'm going to see how it feels. Why not? It's a Friday.
Wake up.
I don't give a
shit. Oh, here, dude. There's some literal Jack Daniels right here.
Oh, that's, we're not allowed to open that.
Take it to the dome.
No, we're not. Dan has said we are not allowed to touch that.
Okay.
That's his bet. He sits on it at night.
The sacred.
You remember that video where that Jack guy, Daniels. Where that jar explodes in that guy's asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan does that.
But with a Jack Daniels.
And he never breaks.
Yeah.
Because he believes in excellence.
For sure.
Yeah. And then he like calls that guy and is like, hey, idiot, I did it again. You bitch.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I've seen him do it. But yeah, we got some picks. We got some pretty good games, including a couple, at least one fun bubble game that I like a lot. But this one, this first one is actually for the Big Ten regular season title, potentially. Two comeback stories all at once. Michigan State at Michigan. And this line is from mybookie.com because it's tonight. Normally we get these lines from KenPom just because lines don't come out till day of the game. But this game's tonight, so we got it. Michigan State at Michigan. Dusty Gray doing a hell of a job at Michigan. Has them ranked in the conversation. A potential, I don't know, Sweet 16, Elite 8, Dark Horse. Michigan State at Michigan. Michigan favored by 3.5.
As they should be. I think Michigan wins big.
I know you hate Izzo.
yeah, as you should too. He was at Michigan State during all of that Nassar stuff.
Larry Nassar?
Yeah.
He probably wasn't listening, you know what I mean? He probably just thought people said NASCAR. Is it on the rocks?
You think it was NASCAR?
Yeah. And Tom Izzo's like, what? I don't like NASCAR, and stop listening.
Okay.
They're like, sir, Nassar did it again. You know, when I don't watch. I don't care about Jeff Gordon.
I really turned on Izzo when he started doing ladder commercials to cut down the nets. It's like, bro, you haven't won a title since 2001.
Well, you get to cut down nets for like.
Yeah, but he hasn't won
Big Ten tournaments.
He hasn't won that many Big Ten championships.
He's won enough. He's won enough to be
not
a
enough
net cutter.
To do a ladder commercial like that right in their face.
He's a net cutter. Dusty May, I'm sorry. Did I say Dusty Gray? Whatever. Anyway, Michigan's really good.
Dusty Ralph.
What?
Dusty Ralph.
I don't know. Does this bourbon make me feel worse or better? I can't decide.
Just chug it right on camera.
I'm not taking a shot of this. I'm enjoying it. It's on the rocks, sort of. I like Michigan to cover. I think this game is down to the fucking wire. Or I'm sorry, I like Michigan State to cover.
Okay.
I think this game's down to the wire.
Michigan by eight.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a game that I don't think the line is going to end up being this way. This is how KenPom has it. I think the line's going to be on A&M's side. But Tennessee -1 at A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee, really good team. I think top 5 in the AP or something like that.
A&M also good.
A&M's really fucking good.
Buzz as the boys.
Also a top. Oh yeah. So Tennessee's 6, A&M 7. I like A&M to win this game at home.
Yeah. Tennessee is going to make this into a rock fight.
I feel like Tennessee's going to be a second weekend team.
Yeah, I just don't buy them to go. They've never made a Final Four. They don't have a Dalton Kinect type that can drag them along and just like put them on their back offensively.
I do like their one little guard. He's kind of scrappy. What's his name?
They just don't have an elite score.
Zakai Ziegler.
Yeah, they don't have a dude that can take over. They just don't. Not this year.
Yeah, he doesn't really take over, I guess. He's good.
Barnes is fine, but he's not an elite coach.
I feel like somebody is going to upset Tennessee in like the Sweet 16.
Probably.
Yeah, that feels right. But anyway, I like A&M at home.
I'll take the home team as well.
Here's one I love. Kentucky. At a Bama team that cannot be happy with their last week of basketball. Bama -5, according to KenPom. Give me Bama all fucking day. This is a double digit.
Bama Alabama at home. Yeah, Roll Tide. They're just going to rain threes.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Kentucky doesn't guard the 3-point line very well.
Yeah. And just in general, like, Bama at this point trying to hang on to a one seed. I don't think they're going to get punished too much for losing to the number one team in the country and then a road game against the top 15 team. But they have to win this game to stay on the one line, and they're probably furious with how they've been playing. Mm-hmm. So I love, love, love Bama to win really fucking big here. Next up, bubble game. Big, big bubble game. Clemson is in. No question. The only other team in the ACC perhaps worth a shit. Right? Even though I think the ACC is going to be like a four-bid league.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think who else is even... Oh, Louisville. Sorry.
Louisville. You got Duke.
Clemson.
Clemson, and then...
There's one other team.
SMU.
Clemson at SMU. This weekend, SMU is on the bubble. I believe a Lenardi projection came out today. Had them in the first four out, I think. Let me double check here.
SMU will probably get in.
Yeah.
Because they're going to win some games in the tournament. They're going to be fine.
SMU's in the first four out.
ACC tournament.
Oh, they have Wake Forest in over SMU. I don't buy that. I think SMU's better than Wake Forest. And also Arkansas and Vandy are both in the last four in. I kind of think one of them drops off.
Arkansas should be able to get a couple games at the end of the season.
We'll
see, though.
No. Look out for Vandy. Arkansas is a big game this weekend at Missouri. We'll get to that in a minute. Or, I'm sorry, Missouri is at Arkansas. But Clemson, favorite
Stackhouse still isn't at fucking Vandy, is he?
What?
Stackhouse?
No.
Okay.
I believe he is gone. Let me double check. But he's an assistant in the NBA somewhere now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Mark Byington. That's a horrible name.
Yep.
I like SMU at home. I'll take a home dog on the bubble. Moody Madness.
I'll take Clemson.
Okay.
Just to be different. We've agreed too much.
Yeah, that's fair. Here's one I love. St. Mary's at Gonzaga. Gonzaga's a 5-point favorite at home. Is Gonzaga cooked? Is Gonzaga soft?
No. I think they're exactly where they want to be. Under the radar. You know, Mark Few doesn't have to really have the limelight on him.
Mm-hmm.
Zags can just kind of coast in the WCC, show up in the tournament, win a few games, call it a good season.
Then go join the Pac-12.
Is that what's happening next year?
Yeah, they're leaving for whatever the fuck the Pac-12 is. You like Zags by 5?
Zags cover.
This is, I think, St. Mary's. They already won one of the games in this home-and-home conference rivalry. I think St. Mary's gives him a fuck you on the way out the door, mm-hmm. beats Gonzaga at Gonzaga. Here's a game I absolutely love that I'm absolutely betting real hard-earned money on. I know you don't like this team, but the other team is undeniably ass. Mississippi State is a 1-point dog on the road at Oklahoma, who is so fucking broken at this point that I don't know how they win a game for the rest of the year. Oklahoma looks so...
Is Porter gone?
Yeah, Porter's dead. They're going to murder him in Norman. That's how fucking bad Oklahoma's gotten. They are on a current 1, 2, 3, 4... Not only are they on a 5-game losing streak... 4 of those 5 games.
Basketball in Oklahoma is totally kind of dead in college sports.
It's all Thunder, baby.
Oklahoma. Yeah, no. Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State is awful.
They've, ever since the Thunder kind of came to town, obviously Norman's right next to Oklahoma City. Stillwater's a little bit of a drive, but not too far.
Yeah. And Norman's a suburb.
But yeah, all the fucking Thunder fans just took over. Like, they don't care about college basketball anymore.
I mean, they cared for a second when Trae Young was there, but that was about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Sad.
Marcus Smart at Okie State. That was, like, their last memorable team.
Yeah. It's been a minute. And that ugly little elf, Keaton Page, back in the day. Little fuck. I think one of the meanest tweets I ever sent out was like...
Why did you hate any Oklahoma State player?
He was just pesky. Pesky. I think one of the meanest tweets I ever sent out was like pre-TFM days, how long ago this was. I was just like, I was like, the most annoying thing about Keaton Page is that he's like a star athlete at a state school, but he's so ugly that you know that he can't even pull it. Like, he's just got the most disgusting Oklahoma State 4 in his bed. That's how much I hated Keaton Page. I'm sure he's a nice guy, though.
I can't wait till you come across him one day.
I doubt I'll be buying a house in Stillwater, so I don't know how I would.
He's in the Austin real estate market now. He's moved up to the big
what
times.
What is old Keaton Page up to? I can just Google Keaton Page LinkedIn. Keaton Page? I don't think these are any of these people. Ugh, good Lord. That guy's not great looking either, though. I think Mississippi State absolutely fucking blasts Oklahoma. Oklahoma's done.
Yeah, Oklahoma State. They beat teams they should beat. It's just their whole thing is they don't beat teams that are on their level or better.
Yeah, I'm all over Mississippi. Now, I will say this.
Except Mississippi. They beat Mississippi.
Oklahoma's desperate. I meant to do this, but I was so sick that I forgot because Oklahoma played at Florida on Tuesday, and I was just like, whatever the line is, it's not big enough. Remember to bet Florida. And I just fucking
You forgot,
forgot
to? Yeah.
What?
And you forgot?
Yeah, because I was just like, I have to go to sleep. Oklahoma's been getting fucking housed. They're going to get housed by Mississippi State. Love the Bulldogs there. This line I kept on here because it was perplexing to me. Iowa State on the 2 line right now, according to Lenardi.
Yeah.
Top 10 team in the AP poll and in KenPom.
Damn right.
9-point dogs on the road at Houston.
That line's way too big.
Way too big, right?
Houston's not beating them by 9.
They might, but
that's too much respect for Houston.
That's a lot of points for a team as good as Iowa State. And
which means that line stinks. Give me Houston.
Iowa State. Houston's basically wrapped up the Big 12 at this point. Iowa State's 3 games back.
It's a rat line, though. 9 points.
Yeah.
What do they know?
Bad matchup?
I don't like Houston, but I'll take Houston.
You will take Houston? Because you think the line is sus?
Yeah.
You think the squares will look at it and be like, what? Iowa State's good.
Yeah. Square like you?
Okay. All right. Here's another one. Kind of similar. A rat line, perhaps, is the last one. Oregon, 9-point dog at Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's been good this year.
They've been firing. We might need to rethink our Wisconsin takes.
What do we have to rethink? We said they're good this year.
I thought we
said that we hate Greg Gard.
Yeah, but I thought we both said that we don't expect them to like make noise in the tournament.
I don't
know about that anymore.
Sweet 16, fine. Like, I don't think that's making noise though. I expect them to make the Sweet 16.
Sweet 16 is certainly making noise.
I expect them to do that. Like, I think they're that good.
Okay,
but like. Final Four, Elite Eight, nah.
Dude, it depends on the draw. And honestly, they might play themselves up to it.
I don't see it. I don't think they're like a serious threat. They're like a annoying threat, not a serious threat.
Okay.
Greg Gard, I still don't respect as a coach.
Damn.
No.
Look at you. I mean, they're a top 10 team, I think.
Yeah, Jared's having fun.
They're
11th. Excited.
Sorry, they're 11th in the AP, but they're top 10 in KenPom. Yeah, I'm sure Jared's having a blast.
Our boy Jared, he's hyped up on this Wisconsin team, and that's only going to lead him to failure.
Yeah, I was with him when Florida hit that buzzer beater.
Oh, and he went live from the gutter.
Yeah.
Literally went live on Instagram.
Yeah,
when he was just like drinking in a sewer.
Yeah, we were at the Gators bar for some reason.
With Jake.
Yeah, with Jake.
That's why.
I know. And he was just like...
Which is weird. You weren't at Lavaca. Lavaca is the Wisconsin bar.
Yeah, I don't know why he was there. It was just a bunch of dudes being guys out there.
Mm-hmm.
But you like Oregon.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this line?
They've been getting hot, but Wisconsin at home... Wisconsin probably covers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what Oregon's done recently.
They race Rutgers.
They're on a 3-game win streak after a pretty brutal 5-game losing streak, but they seem to have corrected things. Yeah, I could actually see Wisconsin handling business here pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that's all I got for the college basketball world this week. You got any final college basketball thoughts?
Just get us to tournament week, conference tournament week.
Conference tournament week. It's the amateurs who start watching college basketball when the NCAA tournament starts at work. You got to turn on those conference
tournaments. Why are you throwing around insults like that, dude?
Just saying.
They're fine people. They can do what they want.
No.
It's an entertainment product. Just watch it when you want.
No, I don't respect it. You start watching those conference tournaments, or you shut the fuck up. Or you're not about that life.
Dude, I can't wait till you finish dead last in our pool again.
I didn't finish dead last. It's close to last. Look, man, sometimes you got ideas and they don't work out.
That's the most infuriating part is you can pay attention to college basketball all season long.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Tournament, don't care.
Nope. There's a certain right amount to think about each pick. And if you go over, like, thinking about it for 3 minutes.
You got to go vibes.
Yeah.
It's got to be a vibe.
Yeah.
Base bracket.
Yeah. 100%.
Get the data out of my face. Eye test.
All eye test. Yeah, I agree. That's all I got for this week in college basketball. Making our picks at MyBookie, MyBookie.com. Promo code DrinkingBros will double your first deposit up to $1,000. Check it out. For Danner Jester, I'm Rob Fox. See you later.
Adios.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.